Hello and welcome to this edition of Time on the Mic. Welcome to our podcast, which is all about looking at various subjects through the eyes of two different generations. My name is GT.
I'm Daniel.
I am a baby boomer, 63 years old. Daniel?
I am a Gen Z and I am 16.
All right. So before we get too far into it this week, this episode, we want to make sure that we recognize our sponsor once again, C&J Superior Tools. They are a Snap-on tool franchise, and if you are a professional mechanic or do-it-yourselfer, or you just like having the latest, newest gadgets, they're the place to go. So they will guaranteed give you a good deal. Their number is 563-949-0160, and you can get them on Facebook at their Facebook group at C&J Superior Tools. So once again, they are a Snap-on franchise, and they will give you all kinds of great deals. They've got all kinds of tools and gadgets. If they don't have it, it probably doesn't exist. So once again, their phone number is 563-949-0160, and you can find them on Facebook at their Facebook group, C&J Superior Tools. So thank you, C&J Superior Tools, for sponsoring this podcast. Woo-hoo! Yeah. The crowd goes crazy. Like in COVID, your dad and I were in a bar.
The Audible.
And we were eating lunch, and we were doing something at your house, and it was a baseball game, I believe.
Yeah, and the soundtrack in the background.
And I'm looking at, the guys are watching the game, and I go, they had like cardboard cutouts or something. And I go, are those fake
people? You get paid to have your seat there.
Yeah. Are those fake people? And the guy at the bar goes, yep. And then they start, something happening, and you start hearing all this, woo, woo,
and I'm going. Well, it gives game scenario.
I go, what the hell? He goes, the fake crowd goes crazy. I'm like, oh my God. So this is where we're at. All right. So we are currently watching a hockey game. The Rangers and the Islanders. The Rangers are up 5-2. There's 2 minutes left, so it looks like they're going to win. But we thought we would start off by telling you about some of the weird things that we've watched online. And Daniel cautioned me about this one, but it sounds like he's into some weird shit. But so I'm going to have you start off.
What do you want to talk about? YouTube or you just in general?
You do you.
Yeah.
I hate that saying.
So, what if we talk about Instagram or Twitter? If you log on anymore, you find videos of people getting decapitated, people getting ran over.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like ISIS videos.
You have to actually look. You have to search for these, or
no? They're just there.
Oh,
yep, they're just there. And comments.
So you log into Twitter, and the first thing that pops up is some guy getting his head cut off.
Can be, yeah. Some guy jumping off a building. Getting real dark real fast.
Wow.
Yep.
And you watch this?
I just saw a video yesterday of a girl in their hotel room fighting with her partner, and she pushed him off the a five-story balcony and was screaming on that, you just upset that she accidentally pushed him, and a person next to their suite recorded the whole thing. And recorded the guy falling all the way down and splatted next to the pool. Yep. I can see your face right now, like, damn.
Why do you watch that?
I don't tend to, but I mean, if it's there.
There's not a little more, less violent content on Twitter?
Yeah, there is. There's like kitty cats.
That's boring.
There's like cats.
I bet if you threw a cat off a five-story building, he'd probably land on his feet, right?
That'd be actually pretty cool. Just had to throw it in.
Yeah. We found this. I should say they're not a sponsor, but if you are interested in doing a podcast, we're using a Zoom PodTrack P4 recorder. This thing's amazing. So it's got four of these things you can load sounds into, and we discovered this by mistake. Well, not by mistake, but by accident. So we got a little So every time we tell a joke, we're gonna do that until you're sick of it. So what else do you watch?
Like YouTube-wise?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, there's TikTok, obviously. Just that's a lot of sports and just funny things in general. But YouTube, I watch a lot of stuff sports-wise, funny-wise. My top five, I'd say, is Joe Bartolozzi. He's a streamer and also a YouTuber.
What does he do?
Streams, plays video games, reacts to videos.
You know what? Those reaction videos, I watched a couple of those. Those are so stupid.
You can have your opinion.
But you got to know that that's just fake. I mean, anybody can fake a reaction. How do you... You could put a box in front of me if some...
Okay, so you're thinking of like kids' reaction. Like kids strike. No. No, I mean like...
Because you go on to YouTube...
Videos for kids.
But you go onto YouTube and you see these... So-and-so reacts to... I saw one the other day, and I find this hard to believe. It was reacting to the song Maggie May by Rod Stewart. And I'm like, how could you have not ever heard of this song?
So the thing is...
And the what do you call it?
What?
The thing that you see before you click on it.
It shows a thumbnail?
That, yeah. Well, I'm old, man. But, you know, it shows them with this expression on their face like, oh my God, their eyes are popping out. Thumbnail
photo. But either way.
Like, I've never heard. What's this thing called music?
Well, yeah, it's generalized for kids. But the person I don't. I mean, like, one of the videos he did was like,
you don't
reacting to an NRA video, or like going in, reacting to a video of a person going into the quote unquote most racist town in the world, blah, blah, blah. And, you know,
where's that?
I can't remember, but there's like this one
racist how against who?
African Americans. It's like there's an African American. There's a guy.
So like when you're driving into town, they welcome to the most racist.
Yeah,
town.
Actually, it's on a billboard. No, I'm serious. There's actually a billboard for that. There's the KKK is still there. Everything. The guy went up to the Klan leader.
So have you ever considered that this stuff's fake?
It's not. I know it for a fact as well. Because
you been there?
Can you tell me that the whole town is brainwashed?
Well, it's possible.
But either way, that's a thing. Joe Bartolozzi, number one or whatever. We're not going to categorize these, but
okay.
Joe Bartolozzi, Good Mythical Morning, which you don't like.
Oh, I know what you're talking. I didn't say I didn't like it.
I thought you did.
I just don't get the point of it.
Oh, okay. Well, my mom likes it.
Is that the one where they eat like 10-year-old cereal? And
yeah,
I just don't get it. What's
well,
the point?
People
of it?
Your age.
They're not my age.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Yeah?
No way.
57, 55.
Well, I'm older than that.
So around your age.
Those guys aren't that old.
Yeah, they are. Huh. But let's go with Joe Bartolozzi. We got Good Mythical Morning. And then we got Watcher Entertainment.
What's that?
It's a group of things. They do like tier lists. They do...
What's a tier list? I'm sorry, I don't know.
We'll just skip that part.
You're speaking Chinese.
They do like they have okay. They do multiple. They do multiple different series. They've been on the program for probably as long as Good Mythical Morning. They do reactions. They play video games.
What's a tier list?
Like ranking stuff.
Oh,
so that. They do video games. They do that. They have a series where they go do ghost adventures. One of them.
Ghost adventures.
Yeah, so.
That's another thing.
Okay, that doesn't matter. One of them believes in ghosts. The other one doesn't. The other one. So one of them says something happened. The other one says that was total bullshit. So.
It is.
That's.
It's like. So years ago on. It was probably on Animal Planet. They had a pet psychic.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, and it was really popular, the show, where like these people would bring this chick, their dog or animal, whatever it was, and she'd say, oh, he's angry with you right now. And it's like, okay, this is total bullshit.
Yeah.
Because there's no way you can prove her wrong because the animal can't talk.
Yeah.
It's a scam.
Okay.
It's like all this paranormal shit.
Okay, well... You can say that.
You believe that?
Yeah. But
really?
They also do, you know, they do all that stuff. So.
So what's your stance on UFOs and aliens? You believe in that?
other things, yeah. Like other things than just us.
Oh, I mean, like they've actually, like lately there's been a lot in the news about, you know, all this UFO footage and all these.
Also, they do talk about this type of stuff. They do a lot of history talk. They do a lot of mystery unknown stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So what do you think? Have you watched some of that?
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think it is?
What?
Like these.
What the bean is?
The bean?
Yeah.
Like the tick. They call it a tic tac?
Yeah, yeah. I call it a bean.
Okay.
So.
What do you think it is?
I don't know.
You think it's a alien spacecraft?
Possibly. I mean, it, technically, as the definition alien, it is. Hmm. But.
I used to believe in that, all that, you know, but I not so much anymore.
Well, now they're trying to. I think they're trying to show that. Yes, it's real, but I think they're overpopulating it to make people believe that, well, now it's fake.
Well, because they've, ever since I can remember, they used to, because back when I was a kid, they had this, what they called Operation Blue Book. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No.
But it was the Air Force.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking
they
about.
They did all these investigations into reported UFO sightings and crap. Of course, they said, you know, there's a handful of things we can't explain, but most of it is. Their go-to was, it's a weather balloon. It's like, okay. Anyway, I think now, especially now that the government's starting to release all this footage and stuff, I think the technology is actually man-made, and they're introducing it to the world, so it's not a big surprise when the military starts using it as a weapon, basically. But it is crazy how these things just zip around and...
Yeah.
But...
So my thing is, the difference in shows and what you're talking about, that footage from this, what's that called? What plane or whatever, fighter jet was it right. Reported from?
I don't remember. What kind of jet, you mean?
Either or. It shows it coming out of the water, correct? Or near the water?
Yeah. I don't think it shows it coming out. They said it came out of the water, but I don't think they have footage of that, at least that I've seen.
My thought is it could. That's very possible, or it could be a thing like it's in the cloud. It's a cloud formation. I think that's very plausible. So if you look out in the sky.
A cloud formation that can fly? Like zip around that fast?
Yeah.
Really?
So like it's something in plain sight.
Have you ever seen a cloud do that?
It's just, no. But something in plain sight. Something in plain sight. It's out. It's always above instead of below.
But it was below them.
That's what I mean. That's why I just... That's what I thought about it. You saying it's fake.
No, I didn't say it was fake.
No, that's what I thought you were going on about.
No. I just don't... I'm not... I used to think it was alien technology, but I just don't. I don't. I'm not.
Well, blind. I believe actual alien would be a in the cloud thing, whereas it's a cloud formation.
Because if you look at the history of UFO sightings throughout recorded history, I mean, it's been a long time. So you would think by now somebody would have found like some actual wreckage or a body or a.
Yeah.
You know, and every time you see pictures of this stuff, it's like out of focus and you can't really see what it is. And it's just, I mean, with today's technology, with cameras and stuff, you would think, you know, we'd be getting a little better footage of this stuff. But
possibly, yeah.
I just think it's all BS.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, so you were talking about, what was it?
What?
ASMR?
Is earlier? That what? Yeah.
So explain if you're listening and not familiar with that, what is it?
I don't really know. I don't know the definition of it, but it's just something to soothe you.
You don't know what the ASMR stands for?
No. Audio something. But it helps people sleep. It's a soother. It's like a... What's that word called? Anxiety freer.
Is that a technical term?
Yeah, that's the doctor term.
All right, here's what it stands for. Autonomous sensory meridian response.
Yeah, it's something to do. It like messes with your brain.
So do you Do you use those?
No.
No?
No. Hmm. I think it's kind of like the same thing as fans. I use a fan to go to sleep, or like audio from the mm-hmm. YouTubers I watch. It's just like a brain thing. Whatever soothes your brain to go calm.
Right.
So, but according to you, I believe you have a problem with it.
No, I don't have a... I've heard of it being used in weird situations. It's like everything. You know, somebody develops something that helps people and somebody turns it into some weird fetish thing.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Some of the examples are listening to softly spoken or whispering voice.
Yeah. Yeah. Nails, this thing. That. But except for female nails, obviously.
I like me. I'm special.
Yeah. And motivational things.
Mm-hmm. Listening to a person blow or exhale into a microphone. Do people get paid to do this?
Yeah, they do.
Oh my God.
People
listening to mouth
well.
Sounds.
Just keyboards is a big thing. Mouth sounds. Shaving cream, like rubbing on the microphone with things. There's a guy that. Okay, so there's a guy.
Are you serious?
There's a guy that.
People get paid to do that?
Yes,
we're in the wrong business.
There's a guy that live streams. Himself in a Spider-Man mask, okay? That doesn't really matter. But he live streams himself in a Spider-Man mask, okay? And he...
Is he in a room with rubber walls?
No, so like he acts like it's gonna... Okay. He acts like it's going to be a nice ASMR video, but he's live streaming or whatever. And he'll have the equipment to have a nice ASMR video, like a soothing one. But he'll just
okay,
bang
hold
it.
Hold on. What equipment do you need for that other than a microphone?
Whatever you're using, like shaving cream
rub
or whatever, blah, blah, blah. He just bangs it across the microphone and it just is audio boosted. So like he has a cheese grater sometimes and just rubs it across the microphone. That type of stuff. Breaks bottles on the microphone. And he does that for hours. And gets paid.
Why?
Why not?
People...
Because it's funny.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Look at that. There's ASMR for you.
What?
That little sigh.
Oh. We should do that for money.
Yeah.
Now, this I can understand. Listening to the sound of rainfall. That's soothing.
Yeah.
Listening to certain types of musk? What does that mean?
I don't know.
What's musk? I thought that was a smell.
Same.
Hand movements, especially onto one's face.
Oh, yeah, like...
It says onto your face.
Well, this won't pick it up, but yeah. Like tapping type noises or dragging noises.
Tapping on your face? That's
yeah.
Soothing to someone?
Yeah.
Holy crap. These people need to seek therapy.
Well, they technically are with the ASMR.
Listening to buttons being pressed, mostly those of computer keyboards or video game controllers. See, that would make me mad.
Keyboards, they're so evolved now that they have different sounds and different deafens.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me guess. Somebody's developed an ASMR keyboard.
Yeah.
Where you could like
there is a lot of them.
You know what you should do is just get like a synthesizer.
You know there's a muted one as well now? Like, did you know that?
A muted, so you can't hear it?
Yeah. A muted keyboard.
Oh, I thought you meant, okay, here's your soothing nothing.
Oh.
I'm going to mute my mic.
Sweet nothing?
And you're going to hear nothing. I wonder if you could hypnotize somebody doing that. You think
you
could
be
hypnotized?
I thought you didn't believe in hypnotization.
I don't think I could be hypnotized.
Yeah.
I think you have to believe you can be first. Do you think you could be?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Depends, but.
So every like twice a year, you hear on the radio here locally about some guy who does hypnotizing sessions where you're to stop smoking or lose weight.
That doesn't make sense.
Holy shit. I mean, I'd like to know what he does. Like, if you pick up a cigarette, you're going to think your body's on fire. Ah!
I can't.
Okay, I'll stop doing that. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about, so we thought it'd be kind of cool if we took like
slang.
We're going to do the music thing.
Okay.
So we had this idea that I would give Daniel one of my favorite albums from when I grew up, and he would give me some.
It's not a favorite album at all, but.
Well, you guys don't have albums anymore.
Yeah, we do.
Do you?
Yeah. But it's an album of our generation that's very big.
Okay. So we thought it'd be interesting if we gave each other an assignment, so to speak, so we listen to this until we get together next time, and then once we get together next time, we give our review on it. So we're going to do music this time around, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So what kind of music are you into at the moment?
Everything. Everything but jazz. I like jazz. I thought about this on the way here.
You don't like jazz?
I don't like jazz, but I like jazz with like guitar back. So you know what I mean? I don't like jazz by itself, but I like it with a vocalist and a guitar with it. If it's just jazz by itself, no.
Why don't you like it? What is it?
It's just a thing of mine that I just dislike it.
So jazz, I'm not a music expert, but music has played probably one of the biggest impacts on my life of anything. But jazz, I've noticed, is it seems like all the, usually it's like bass, drums. There's usually like a clarinet or saxophone, maybe.
Yeah.
And are we keeping you up?
Uh-huh.
But they all kind of start out together, and it like each instrument has its own, then they segue, each instrument has its own, where they do like a solo.
And then they get in together, yeah.
Yeah, so I can listen to some of it. I don't prefer the instrumental jazz. I prefer to have a singer like
What's some old-time music, like sopra, it's not called sopras, like chorus or whatever, the old-time music with like violin and all that. I like that.
Like classical music?
Yeah, classical. Oh, okay. I like that.
I used to listen to that. Some of it I like. Most of it puts me to sleep.
Yeah?
Yeah. But
all the excitement puts you to sleep?
Well, like what? Do you have a song in mind?
No, but like, you know when you're playing the violin, well, not when you are, but when they are, and it goes like, wah, like really fast,
mm-hmm.
and it just keeps on going up, and then it goes, deafens, and it goes dun, 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 that type of thing.
Oh, like Jaws?
No. Like it stays at the pace.
Okay.
So,
I mean,
excite, that like, puts you to sleep?
Some of it, yeah, but most classical music I've listened to is, it may have its moments where it's like up-tempo, upbeat, but a lot of it's just like...
I think it tells a great story. That's why I like listening to it.
Yeah?
Yeah. So.
I mean, if that was the only thing I had to listen to, I wouldn't complain, but...
Yeah.
I mean, so what else are you into right now? Do you like... So here's a good one. Because you know enough. You listen to country, right?
Yeah. Like actual country, yeah.
So there's... I think I've always told you there's... The country they play today on the radio is
not... Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's not country music.
Yeah. I mean, I listen to some of it, but...
It's okay, but it's basically pop music.
Yeah.
I call it pop music with a
twang. It's radio music.
With a twang.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... Musicians some trying to be
some country is good today. Some
but I grew up with old school country like Johnny Cash.
Yeah, some people still do old school country.
Yeah, but. Yeah. But most of the stuff they play on country radio these days, I don't consider
it's
country
terrible.
Music. So you're probably in your generation's big into rap and hip hop and
yeah.
What's the difference between rap and hip hop? I always wondered that.
Hip hop is more a beat, I'd say.
So who's some of your hip hop or rap favorite?
Rap. You could go in. Well, I listen to a lot of underground musicians.
Underground?
Yeah, like people that are lesser known. Mm. So I listen to City Morgue, which is a two people group.
City Morgue?
Yeah, and then one of the artists that I listen to more is Zillakami.
What does that mean?
It's just his name.
Hmm.
And we can go with the... Do you want more rap or do you want what I listen to otherwise?
Whatever direction you want to go.
So I listen to like MCR.
What's that?
My Chemical Romance.
Oh, okay.
Breaking Benjamin.
I know them. I've seen them.
I wish I could. The one time they came around, it was a 21 plus show. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
I saw them a couple times. I think they weren't headliners. They were openers for somebody.
But also Breaking Benjamin, I listen to a lot. We can go with a random name for rap and say 42 Doug, who I used to listen to.
42 Doug?
Yeah, with two G's.
Not a Z?
No. You could go a lot of ways. I mean, you got country. We listen to Aaron Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. How many times have we seen him, you think?
I think I've seen him 6 or 8 times.
I saw him. Your dad actually turned me on to Staind. And we saw the band Staind a couple times, and then he went solo years ago. He wasn't doing country then. It was just him and his guitar. He'd come out
and play
and just play Staind songs, cover songs, whatever. People would yell stuff out, but
that sounds fun.
It was. We saw him in Milwaukee at the Pabst Theater. It's a real old theater that was built by the Pabst Brewing Company. Really nice. I love those old theaters. But anyway, we were real close. I want to say like within the 8th row. And the thing I remember most about that show is he did a cover of what's that Kermit the Frog song? The Rainbow Connection.
Yeah.
I'm like,
he did that recently.
Yeah. Like, what the hell? But people would yell stuff out and he'd play it. Somebody'd say, I'm not playing that. He's a very, did you hear, I sent you the new song he just put out called Over the Hill. Did you listen to it?
No, not yet.
That's a great song. That guy can write a song, man. Jesus. Anyway. So who's your favorite artist? Do you have a favorite artist?
Of all time or right mm-hmm. now?
Well, let's go of all time and then right now.
It's been up for a debate of all time. It's probably a top three, but it's all rock bands, I'd say.
So who's your top three then?
Let's go. It's Breaking Benjamin, MCR, and I'd say Zillikami, the three artists that I talked about.
What was the third one?
Zillikami, the rap artist that I was talking about. So he's also touring with Staind. City Morgue is.
Yeah?
They're a heavy metal rap group. So they're kind of like a Limp Bizkit, but a lot more deeper.
Like Disturbed, kind of?
Maybe.
Have you heard them? You've heard them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what they are.
I remember your dad introduced me to Disturbed as well, but that was when they had that song, Down With The Sickness.
Yep.
And he goes, listen, this is great. And I'm like, yeah, this is cool. And all of a sudden he goes into that monkey yell thing. And I'm just like, where he goes, wah! I'm like, I looked at him and I go, what in the hell is that?
So, yeah, you could kind of compare them to Disturbed.
Yeah, because he kind of raps.
They only have a million monthly listeners or whatever. Or at least Zillikami does, so.
We saw them several times, too. I remember we saw them at a venue about an hour and a half away, and somebody from the crowd threw a shoe at him.
Oh, somebody did that to 3 Days Grace at the concert we went to.
Really?
Yeah, somebody threw a shoe at him.
But the lead singer's name is David Draymond, I think, something like that. So they get done with the song, and he grabs a shoe. And the name of the tour, it was when they had the album out, was called 10,000 Fists.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He goes, I'm going to tell you what, another motherfucker throws a shoe at me, that's going to be 10,000 fists on your ass. And I'm thinking, somebody's going home with one shoe.
Yeah.
I never could. We went to, years ago, I went to a Neil Young concert up by Chicago, and it was outdoors, and it rained all day, and we were on the lawn, and it was just mud, and people were starting at the top of the hill, and it was like an amphitheater's on a hill because that's just the way it is, but somebody would start, they'd start at the top of the hill, and they would slide down, and they had this like path carved out. It was all mud.
Yeah.
And they'd slide down, and
the mud slide.
By the time they got done, they were head to toe covered in mud. Yep. And I'm just thinking, dude, you got to ride home with somebody.
Yep.
You'd never get in my car like that. What are you thinking? And they're picking up like big clods of dirt and throwing them and stuff. And I'm like, holy Jesus. But it was a good show.
So, other than that. Who's your favorite of all time?
My favorite of all time has got to be Rush.
What about the other two? There's top three here.
My top three? Well, before I discovered Rush, my favorite band was Grand Funk Railroad, which you've probably never heard.
Well, you've played them.
You've probably heard like the radio songs like American Band. And,
yeah.
Yeah. They owned the late 60s, part of the 70s. One of their most famous shows was at Shea Stadium in New York, and they sold out Shea Stadium faster than the Beatles.
That's an accomplishment.
Yeah, and when they did the show and they interviewed some of the band members, it's a three-man band, they were saying the people were going so crazy you could actually feel on the stage, you could feel the whole stadium like vibrating, and
yeah,
that'd be nuts, man. But talk about a band who imploded. Holy crap. So it was a three-man band. It was Mark Farner on guitar, Don Brewer on drums, Mel Shocker on bass. And so I don't know how, there's differing stories from both sides how this all came about, but so one day, Brewer and Shocker got together and decided they were going to form a corporation. And so in order to do that, they needed everybody to sign these documents. So they drew up these legal documents, went to Mark Farner and said, hey, you know, we're going to do this, and told him all the benefits, sign this. He signed it. Oh, man, he got totally screwed. Sure. Oh, my God. They basically kicked him out of the band. And the thing was, he wrote all the material.
So it's a...
And he was the front man. I mean, when people went to their shows to see him, I mean, and they basically said, see ya. It's just like, what the hell are you thinking? So, and they still tour as Grand Funk Railroad, but I think Don and Mel are still in the band, but it went from a three-piece to like a five or six-piece, and...
So I would you're talking about basically what happened to NWA.
I don't know what happened.
Jerry Springer screwing over. Jerry Springer and...
Jerry Springer?
I think that's what his name was.
The talk show guy?
I don't know. I think that was his name. But either way, him and Eazy-E screwing over the whole band, the whole group.
What'd they do?
They basically made them sign a agreement to have the money, most of the money go to Eazy and the Springer. I think that's his name anyways. But the manager,
mm-hmm.
It would go to Eazy and the manager. Most of the money would go to Eazy and the manager, and the rest would go to them, which wasn't a lot of money. So they all split, and that's how the thing went with what's that called? The... Like diss tracks. The diss tracks on...
Well, the record label?
Yeah, the record label of Death Row. That's when all this happened. Mm-hmm. They all went different separate ways. And then they all got together when Eazy-E died and made an album together.
Wow.
So,
I never could understand that. Like, when I grew up in the 60s and 70s, music-wise, record companies were notorious for screwing bands. You know, because... Back then, they just wanted, I mean, you got into a band basically to get chicks and party and, you know, so they'd have them sign these contracts and nobody ever read them. They just, okay, you know.
Yeah, no, in the documentary, it's like Ice Cube was the only person who actually read the contract, and he was like, we're getting screwed over here. Do you even care how much money you're getting? And the others were like, well... I'm getting paid. Yeah. I'd rather not go back to the streets, and right. I have a family to provide for, so I need money. So they got screwed over, but
yeah, because I think a lot of things record companies tried to do back then anyway was have part of the contract was you sign away your rights to the music.
Yeah,
like the publishing rights, and once you do that, I mean, you get paid one time, and that's it.
And the thing is, Eazy-E was like a dope seller. He wasn't even a musical artist until Ice Cube was like, can you rap for us? Can you just be the spokesperson for my writing? And they all got screwed over for it.
Mm.
So,
yeah, there's been a lot of bands. Probably the most recent one that comes to mind is Van Halen. Man, those guys, I don't know what the hell happened there, but those guys basically owned the music world.
Yeah.
And Eddie and Alex, who were brothers, copped an attitude again. And I never was a David Lee Roth fan, but I will say that he was a perfect front man for that band. He was a terrible singer, but he was perfect for that band. And they couldn't put their differences aside, apparently. I think a lot of it had to do with alcohol and drugs, but they kicked him out and brought in Sammy Hagar, which, you know, they did some good music, but it wasn't the same. And then they copped an attitude against him and kicked him out. It was like, Jesus Christ. I mean, what I could never figure out was you're on top of the world, man. You own the music world. You could do whatever you want. And you're going to let your ego and your attitude get the best of you and just throw it all away. I never could.
You and your ego.
I just never could understand that. So anyway, what we're going to do here is
First off,
yes.
What album do you want me to listen to?
All right, so here's the album I picked. It's an album by the band called Star Castle.
Okay.
And I'll pull it up here so you can see it. It's their debut album. It's called Star Castle. And what I like about this, well, I'm not going to tell you anything because I don't want to taint you.
Yeah.
But what I want you to listen to is the music predominantly.
Okay.
They had... who I recently found out this guy died, but they have one of the best bass players I've ever heard. His name is Gary Strader. Here's the album right here. So this album covers they're like a prog rock kind of band, progressive rock.
Okay.
So, and you can listen to this on YouTube if you don't have to go buy it or anything, but they put out several albums. This is a good album, but I prefer the second album, Fountains of Light. A lot of people don't like that album, but I think this is... But anyway, they're bass player. I want you to listen to the bass while you're listening to this. This guy's a credible bass player. But yeah, that's my pick for you.
My pick for you isn't anything that I care to listen to on the daily or anything. Mm-hmm. But it's popular. I'd rather pick a popular pick than a non-popular. So I went... with Utopia by Travis Scott.
I thought you were going to say U2.
No.
Because I will not listen to U2. I can't stand them people. Travis Scott, we were just talking about him.
Yep.
That's the guy that started the riot?
No. His song, like his people just got trampled. But.
So how'd that all happen? Because they were blaming him, right?
Yeah. Well, as of recently, he's been stopping shows and everything.
But I mean, what happened at that particular, how did that all come about?
The gates opened and everybody was just flooding in. He was playing music and people, he says he couldn't hear anybody. I mean, it's a whole amusement park sold out with just people standing.
Right.
So it's bound to have something happen. I mean,
somebody's bound to get killed.
But there was gates. But there was gates. And people just got trampled and died. And
I thought it was during the show.
Yeah. So mosh. It's like mosh pit music.
Okay. Well, the story I heard was he kind of instigated people to like do something. It was one of his songs.
Yeah. Like mosh pit.
Mm.
But yeah. So people go crazy over his music. That's
another thing I could never. I don't understand his mosh pits. Have you ever partaken in one?
Yeah.
You have?
Limp Bizkit. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
I was basically on top of another person. I was on basically surfing for like 5 seconds.
Well, that's not a mosh pit. Mosh pit's when you start running around in a circle and beating the shit out of people.
Well, yeah, but that's what ended up with me. That's where I ended up.
You were body surfing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. During break stuff, yeah.
Lord, to be young.
Yeah.
I remember we used to go to shows at the local venue. It was an old theater built in the 30s. It was built for showing movies, and it was one of those, when they built theaters back then, because they didn't have amplified sound, they would build them so the sound, the rooms, the acoustics, the sound would carry in through the room. So it was a great place. Sound was great, but.
Talking about White Zombie?
No, I didn't go to that show, but when I would go there, you'd walk in the place. It was always general admission. There was no assigned seating, which was crazy because, I mean, when it was a band that we really wanted to see, we would get there like, say, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'd just stand out, and we weren't the only ones, you know, because you wanted to be first when they opened the doors. Yeah. So they'd open them doors, man, and people would just like, you know, and you'd run from the door into the place till you got your seat, but. When there was enough people in there, you'd walk in there. There was beach balls flying around, frisbees. The place was full of smoke, people smoking pot. But the biggest thing we ever got in trouble for at that place was they didn't want you standing up on the arms of those chairs.
Because
when all the people would stand up, you couldn't see. So you'd stand up on the arms and, you know, the usher would come by, get off the seat. Don't stand on the arms of the chair. Of course, you'd get down, and as soon as they walked away, you'd be right back up. But yeah, that was a great place for a show. So yeah, so getting back to the White Zombie story, so they closed the place down, spent millions of dollars renovating this place. They wanted to turn it into like a, where they could do plays and symphonies and shit like that. And so they had the first rock show, and it was White Zombie, and apparently some of the people that attended actually ripped the chair. The chairs were bolted to the floor, and apparently they ripped them up out of the floor and were throwing them, and it was just like, holy shit, man. And I said to my buddies at the time, I said, well, they'll never have another rock show there, and it was a long time before they did, and you can't blame them. I mean, my God, you spend all that money, and
yeah,
idiots go in there and start tearing the place up. I mean, geez. So Travis Scott, Utopia. So what should I expect? Because I have no idea. Is it he's a rapper?
Yeah, you should expect what you don't like in rap music.
Does he swear?
Yeah.
Fuck.
But you can. It's a major album for our generation, I'd just say. So
major in what way?
Just impactful to people. If you actually listen to the lyrics and specific ones of these songs, like My Eyes is a song, or I Know, you could decipher what is actually being said.
Mm.
It's more, sure, it puts on a show, but some lyrics and songs nowadays, even though they're putting on a show, some songs actually have meaning. So,
did he actually write the songs?
Yeah.
Because a lot of these guys, somebody else writes them, and they just read the words.
Yeah, they write. Travis writes them.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah, I will give it a spin. So is this on YouTube, or do I have to buy it? Or
YouTube, Spotify, but either way, it's the music you don't like because it doesn't have an actual like real, I guess real in quotations background, like guitar or anything.
There's no real music
according to you.
It's a drum machine or
it's a made beat. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I don't like
made by a producer.
I don't like that.
But if we do this another time, I can give you one that has a background.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely do it again. Yeah. So. Music is, like I said, I never get tired of talking about music. What was your first concert, by the way?
Reba McEntire.
Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Kiss, I believe.
I have a real thing about Reba.
Yeah, how something, what was that?
So
something about you working the venue.
No. So tickets were going on sale
for Rush.
And back then, There was no online. I don't think online.
Oh, you went to the album store?
And you had to go to a Ticketmaster outlet to buy tickets. So here locally, we had like, I want to say three or four different places you could go. And so I go to, what was the first one? I don't remember the first one I went to. It doesn't matter. But I went there and there's all these people standing out there. And I'm like, what the hell? Because the show wasn't, the Rush show wasn't local. It was out of town. I'm thinking, all these people can't be here for Rush. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to go to the next one. Went to the next one and the same thing. So I thought, okay, what the hell? So I go up there and I get in line and I ask somebody, I said, why are all you people standing here? What show are you wanting to get? Reba McEntire. And I'm going, oh my God, you got to be kidding me. You're going to cost me Rush ticket, good Rush tickets to see Reba McEntire? So anyway, that's what happened.
Yeah.
So by the time I got up, and it really pissed the people off because, you know, it was like you had to get up there as quick as you could and make the transaction as fast as you could because people are buying these tickets all over the place, you know, if you wanted a good ticket. So I get up there and the guy goes, okay, how many tickets do you want? And I go, well, I'm actually here to buy tickets for another show. He goes, oh, so they have to get out of the system, you know, find that show. And it takes time. And everybody behind me is going, you son of a bitch, hurry up. I'm going, hey, screw you guys.
Yeah.
So, but I got tickets. The show was great. So,
who was your first concert?
My first concert was Ted Nugent in 1976. I still have the ticket stub. I should have got that out.
You've shown me.
Yeah.
I was just trying to refresh my memory on.
And the person who warmed up for him was Leslie West, I'm sure you have no idea who that is. Have you ever heard of the band Mountain?
No.
Have you ever heard, what's their song? Mississippi Queen?
Maybe.
I'm sure you've heard it. But he was in Mountain, the band, and then he went solo. It was funny because I was 15. Really didn't know what to expect. I went with my best friend and my sister and her boyfriend because we couldn't drive. And so he starts playing. He comes out and starts playing. This guy's huge, man. He's like 400 pounds. And he's playing a Les Paul guitar. The guitar looked like it was like, you know, 4 inches or something based on, you know, compared to his size. I was like, but man, that guy could play. But yeah, Nugent, holy crap, what a wild man. I mean, he was just nonstop energy, great show. Guy can really play guitar. Of course, he had the real long hair. And so that was my introduction to live music, and I never looked back. that was crazy. I mean, it was opened my eyes to a whole new world. But yeah, I've probably seen, oh my God, over the years, I couldn't even tell you, it's got to be in the hundreds of shows.
I wish.
I've seen Rush probably 40, 50 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that was the one that did it for me when I, that was 76 as well when I first saw them, and that totally changed my life basically, but we'll save that for another day. So Reba, huh?
Yeah.
Who'd you go with?
My papa.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's like his idol.
How old were you?
I want to say like 6 or 7.
Oh man. What'd you think?
It was great. It was a great concert.
I remember I took your dad to see Styx in Kansas at the local venue here, and he actually fell asleep. I'm like, oh, come on, man. How could you fall asleep? But he was probably 8 or 9.
Yeah, I think my next concert after that was Kiss.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the one I got you tickets for?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the first show we went to together? I don't remember.
Kiss.
No, I never went.
You didn't?
Mm-mm, it was you. I got tickets for you and your mom and dad.
Yeah. I think my concert after that might have been Aaron Lewis.
Yeah?
Yeah. But that's a large gap between I think it was 2016 to like 2018. So, or 2019.
Yeah, Aaron Lewis, man, that guy.
He never puts on a bad show, that's for sure. All right, so we're going to segue from music now. We thought it'd be fun to play a little game here between Daniel and I about slang terms from when we grew up. So how do you want to do this?
Do you want me to start off? And
well, I mean, are we going to like keep score and top score?
Yeah, sure,
wins?
We can keep score. I'll get... You got a pen? Yeah, okay. So we'll switch around pens, I guess, and I'll
start. Well, you just keep score.
Okay, okay. So I'll write down you and me. G and D. And do you want me to start?
So how are we going to do this? You're going to...
I'll name off one, you name off one.
But I mean, are you going to...
I probably have more terms here.
Are we going to say this is a term that was used to do X and we try to guess it?
No, we'll just say the term or the word or whatever, and you guess, and I can steer you into the right direction, and if you still can't, then...
Oh, okay. Okay. I think I understand what you're saying here.
So, you want me to go first?
Sure.
So, I'll start off with saying no cap or cap.
No cap or what?
So, you could say it cap or no cap. Those are two different meanings, but they're the same.
Like, put a cap in your ass?
No.
Oh.
So I'll say a sentence. Let's say...
Yeah, use it in a sentence.
Let me think here. Let's say, no cap, Bob Dylan is bad. Not meaning I actually think this, but...
No cap, Bob Dylan is bad. No kidding?
No.
I don't know. I've never heard that.
So it means, no cap means that either you're not lying or that type of thing. You're not lying.
Mm.
You're not lying in what you're saying or what the other person's saying. Cap, on the other hand, means what you think. What do you think?
You're lying?
Yeah. It means you're lying. So.
Do I get a point for that?
No. What's yours?
My first one. This is a one-word term you would use to not be selfish.
Okay. Not be selfish.
Also, the last name of an actor that was like during the 50s. Mm-hmm.
West.
Mm-mm.
I couldn't tell you.
So let me see if I can use it in a sentence. So the way it used to be used back in my day was like, don't blank that joint.
Burnout? I don't know.
Bogart.
Bogart? No clue.
Never heard that?
No.
I think the Grateful Dead did a song, like, don't Bogart that joint, my friend.
Let's go with... low key and high key.
So low key and high key, I would guess, would be popular, not popular?
So kinda. So low key is a on the down low. Do you know what on the down low is? Okay. I'm just asking. And then on the down low, what you actually think is on your opinion. And then high key is...
Well, on the down low means keep it a secret, right?
Yeah, so keep it like low. Like, this is my opinion, but I don't want it to be... out there.
Right,
and okay. High key is, this is my opinion and I'll be vocal about it. So that's what it is.
That's two I've never even heard of. All right. My next one is, you might get this one.
What?
The two words, nickname for the Beatles.
Well, say the word and I'll guess what it means.
What do you mean? If I say the word, I'll give it away. What do you mean?
That's the point. So I've been saying, so low key, high key, you guess the meaning. I need to know the word to guess the meaning.
It's a two words for the nickname of the Beatles, the band, the Beatles.
Insect.
Two words.
The bug.
Mm-mm.
The shiz.
It has a number in it.
I have no clue.
The Fab Four.
Oh, I don't know what it means.
Fabulous Four, because there was four members of the Beatles.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Wow, we suck at this game.
Yeah.
Nobody. Its score is tied 0-0.
Yeah. Let's go with... You want to get funny with this? Or
sure.
Do you want to... Okay, let's go with Gyat.
Yat?
Gyat. G-Y-A, you can put many A's in this, or M-N-T. Doesn't matter how you spell it.
Use it in a sentence.
That would get completely give it away.
The only thing I've heard of GAT, that's slang for a gun.
It could also be said that way, but it's not a gun.
GAT?
Yeah.
let me think. It's funny?
Yeah, it's related to a body part. I'll give you that clue.
Oh, jeez. Your toes.
No, it is a female's bottom. It is a big ass.
Like a badonkadonk?
Yeah, like a big ass. Big badonk. Yep.
Okay, moving on. So you want me to give you the word and you try to guess what it
yeah.
is? Okay, hawk.
Hawk?
Hawk.
Use it in a sentence. Unless we would give it away.
He's a hawk, not a dove.
What? Very insightful.
Mm-mm.
Knowing. Am I on the right track?
No.
Sees a lot of things?
No.
I have no clue then.
So back in the 60s when the Vietnam War was going on, there was basically the hippie movement against the war. So there was the hawks and the doves. So the hawks were
aggressive.
Were they aggressive? So all for the war. The doves were like peace and flower power and crap like that.
Yeah, we're still 0-0, by the way.
I know.
Let's go with let him cook.
Let him cook.
Yep.
Hopefully this isn't a drug reference.
No. And that's the sentence, by the way. You can't add a sentence.
Somebody gets in trouble and you don't help them.
No. So basically it is letting that person be themselves. Like, let them be on their own path.
Do you.
Yeah. Let them. No. So basically it's let them do what they're doing because they're going to be in the right path.
Wow. I need to get out more. let's see here. The skinny.
The skinny?
Mm-hmm.
Is this related to a person?
Mm-mm.
Use it in a sentence, unless it's...
Here's the skinny on that.
The down low? The details?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll accept that.
Yeah! Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Daniel's on
point.
The board.
I got 1 point. Let's go... Let's go with sus.
Spell it.
S-U-S.
I've heard this. Like suss it out?
Meaning?
Like try to figure something out?
No. I think you're on the right track, though.
I don't know.
This person is suspicious.
That was not even what I was thinking. Let's see. Chrome dome.
Chrome dome? Like a cranium?
Mm-mm.
A big forehead?
Mm-mm.
I don't know then.
Somebody that's bald.
So yeah, big forehead.
No.
No? Okay, whatever.
No, I won't take that.
Let's go with no shot.
No shot?
Yeah,
I mean, you
I say this
a chance.
Lot. No. Well, yes, and there's also another way. There's two definitions, I'd say.
Well, you got to give me a... That's. I mean...
Okay, I'll give you a point, but what's the other definition?
No shot?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Hmm. I've never heard it used. That. I've heard, you know, he's got a shot or there's no shot or there's no shot you can do that. Or
yeah, no shot, yeah.
Hmm.
You got a point.
So it's 1-1?
Yeah.
All right.
I guess I got to give you harder ones.
Give me some skin.
Like handshake?
Close.
Close?
Mm-hmm.
A fist bump?
Mm-mm.
High five?
Kinda.
I don't know then.
So back in my day, it was I guess you could call it a low five. So it would be like, hey, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'll give that.
Yeah,
to you.
Okay.
You were close. Yeah.
Okay, let's go with DAP. I'll use it in a sentence.
Are these for real?
DAP me up.
DAP me up. Hmm. I don't know.
Give me a handshake.
What?
Yep, handshake.
How do you get that out of...
DAP. That's what it means. Two different generations.
Do you ever wonder where some of these come up with? Where these originate from? Like, who started?
Yeah. For us, it's like online.
Yeah. You guys live in a different world.
Yeah.
Do you know what it was called when a car pulls up to a stoplight and everybody gets out and changes their seats?
No, I don't. Calling shotgun?
No, like you come to a stop and everybody piles out of the car and they switch, like people in the back go to the front.
No.
Chinese fire drill?
What?
You never heard that?
No.
Yeah.
Did you do this a lot? Yeah. You did?
Yeah, I've done it. Not a lot, but I've done it. Because you'd be riding and you'd stop and somebody'd yell out, Chinese fire drill. And, oh, shit.
Do you know why it's called Chinese?
I have no idea.
Or a fire drill?
Mm-mm.
Because it's just fast. Let's go with...
We were a bunch of racists.
Let's go with fire/gas.
Fire/gas?
Yeah.
Well, fire means something that you really like, right? Like that's fire.
Yeah.
Gas like gaslighting?
No. But it's like the same thing, so I'll give it to you. Yeah, it's fire and gas are basically the same thing. It's good, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm running out of stuff here. Far out.
Right, like not right on.
Hmm?
Like not right on, like right on, dude, or you know, like not that way.
No,
I've heard this. I don't exactly know how to use it.
Like that's far out.
Yeah, man. I was about to say that. That's far out.
So it's kind of the same thing as right on.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So 3-2.
You said me that? Not far out.
Okay, or fine. Not? Okay, so. What's okay? Fine. We'll go with.
Oh, now he's going to get competitive. Oh, yeah. I'll show you.
What's drip?
Drip?
Yeah.
Well, I know how I would use it, like to drip information.
Nope.
Drip means you're a moron or a dumbass.
No.
I don't know.
You put on a good outfit.
What?
It's a good outfit. So you look drippy today. Would be that means
you look
have a
drippy?
Yeah, that means you have a good outfit on.
All right. What's the score? 2-2. All right. One more piece. We'll see if we can break the tie. You go again. I gotta think of one because this one's too easy.
Okay. Well, do you want me to give you a hard one?
Well, they've all been hard.
Okay. So let's go with Riz.
With a Z?
Yes. This is as of recent.
I'm going to get this one.
This came, I believe, from a streaming group.
Riz.
Yeah.
Use it in a sentence.
That guy has Riz.
Game?
No. Game? Meaning what?
Like he has game? Like he's a player?
Yeah, he has, like, he's very...
He's like a what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, I'm blanking on the word, too.
Like he has a lot of girlfriends, or...
No, it's not that. He's very well with talking to, like, females.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I think I get that.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Then let me do one more.
Okay. Well, give me the point.
I'll give you the point. Fine.
So I'm in the lead 3-2.
Whatever. Okay. So I got kind of easier ones now. Dang. Let's go with Slay slash 8.
Slay 8?
Yeah, Slay slash 8. And we could do so many more of these, by the way. For my side, at least.
Slay slash 8.
Yeah.
No, I do.
So do you want me to use it in a sentence?
Sure.
I'll use 8 in a sentence. Your outfit 8 and you left no crumbs.
What? You... 8 like in, like, not the number 8, but 8, the word 8?
Correct.
Say it again. Your outfit what?
Your outfit 8 and you left no crumbs.
Good outfit?
Yeah.
Like, but... you're drippy?
Yeah, but Slay and 8, what does that mean?
I don't know. I thought you meant the number 8.
No, it's like you go, like you did good, that type of thing. Like go you type of thing.
Do you?
No.
You do that, you?
That's different.
Slay 8? I don't get it. How does that correlate to what you just said?
It just does.
Oh, okay.
Just pops in.
Let's see here.
If you need a mind boggle, I got more.
No, I'm going to try to come up with one, and then we'll wrap this up. Fuzz.
Fuzz? What's the fuzz about? I thought that's how you use that.
Mm-mm. What's the fuzz about?
Yeah.
I think you mean buzz.
I think it's fuzz. Oh, it might be buzz. Fuzz. Use it in a sentence.
Watch out for the fuzz.
Cops?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that really it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're tied. I guess we'll have to call it a tie.
Yeah.
Oh, give me one more. I'll try.
Okay. Let's go. Either you can pick what T means.
Just T?
T-E-A. Or what him slash not him means.
Him, not him?
Yeah.
Is that something to do with trans?
No.
T.
Yeah.
Well, back in my day, T was slang for pot.
Nope. That's kind of wild, though. Definitely not what this word means.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll use it in a sentence. Spill the tea. You just spilled the tea.
Secret? Or the information?
Yeah, secret information.
So what was the other one?
Him or not him.
What's that?
Him meaning you are that guy. Or so you are him or you are not him, meaning not him, meaning you are not that guy.
What guy?
Like that. So like saying it in a sports world, you are that guy. Okay, you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
You get the ball thrown to you every time.
Oh, okay.
Or you're not that guy. You are absolutely terrible.
Gotcha.
So
we ended in a tie?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, we'll have to recap this sometime, and you'll have to keep that score.
3-3.
Yeah. We'll try to break this tie at some other point. All right, so we're going to wrap it up at this point for episode 4. Once again, if you are a listener and want to contact us, email is timeonthemic@gmail.com. And social media is?
Time on the Mic on everything. We're going to be adding a Facebook as well.
Do you think that'll be up by the time we get back together?
Should be. This is coming out Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this should be up
okay.
around that time.
So we'll let you know on that. But drop us a line or send us a, what do they call it, a Twitter, a tweet?
A tweet, DM.
A DM, what's that?
A comment, anything.
Mm. What's DM?
Just a form of what it's called, messaging on.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So once again, we want to thank C&J Superior Tools for being our sponsor. I'm having fun with these buttons.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to wrap it up. I'm GT.
I'm Daniel.
We will see you next time. This time on the mic is over.